You're listening to Vatican Radio.
At 20 years old, Dost Muhammad is sure of a lot of things. He loves books, sports, and tutoring, and knows that one day he will graduate with a degree and get a job afterwards. The only thing he is not sure of, however, is where home is. About 4 years ago, Muhammad left Afghanistan in a way similar to thousands of adolescent migrants currently struggling in the Middle East. Alone and uncertain. Coming to Italy was a difficult and confusing time for him, but he looks back on it now with humility. Despite never having a permanent home, he used his independence to learn and grow, get an education, and make a life for himself in a foreign land. Unlike those traveling with families, unaccompanied minors do not face the burden of working to find food and shelter for more than one person. In the young refugee community, Mohammed's voice speaks volumes for those leaving everything they know behind to find a better future.
Before Rome, when I was minor, I come to Italy, and then I was in an underage camp. Then when I made 18, I left that, and then I came to Rome. I had to leave.
What about your family life? Could you tell me a little bit about your family?
Well, my family, right now, they are living in Iran, except my younger brother, who is in Sweden. I can say they do not have a best life in Iran, but they are just living because there are so many discrimination.
So you were how old when you first came to Italy?
Let's say 16 when I come to Italy.
And what was that like coming to a new country?
Well, I really didn't imagine. Like, I was just surprised. Everything was new. Language is new. Culture is new. Food is new. You cannot understand the people. Like, even you cannot understand, like, if they are talking good about you or bad about you. So it was a very, very, not terrible thing, but it was very new, and I cannot explain my feeling, like, how it was.
How did you come to know English and learn it?
When I was small, it was my dream to go to school, because in my family, not everyone, but for me, school was very important. Since I started to learn Persian, reading and writing, and also I started to getting books, grammar books in English with the Persian writing, how to pronounce. Then first I learned the alphabet, and then I started to read many books. And then I met many people in Italy, and I spoke with them English, and then also I worked in a place there I was speaking English.
Outside of studying, what else do you like to do with your free time?
Well, with my free time right now, I read a lot about many books, geography, story, science, and I do like sport so much. I go to run, and I do exercise, and I watch TV very little. I watch movies more than TV.
So could you tell me a little bit about your life and what it was like before you moved to Italy?
I don't know, maybe it's very strange now because it's changed a lot. I had a normal life. I was working without studying at school. That was for me changed a lot. Now I'm a student, but I was not a student.
So what was the deciding factor that brought you here?
Well, for that is so many factors. I think everybody knows about Afghanistan and about the situation. Afghanis people lives in the other countries. So I cannot specifically say what, but I leave this question for everyone to guess, to imagine what Afghanis live in Afghanistan.
Are you still in contact with your family at all?
Yes, I call them when I can. when I have time, because now I'm very busy working and studying. Yes, I'm in contact with all of them.
Do you see them frequently?
When I left my family, it was, I think, 7 years ago or 6 years ago. And in these 7 years, I met them just 2 years ago, 1 year and a half. And from still 1 year and a half now, I didn't see them.
And what was it like to see them?
As I experienced, I think we can find everything, money, war, friend, not even true friends, but family we cannot find. So I really appreciate the people who they appreciate their family. So for me, family is the thing that we cannot never find it. And that's even to stay with them eating, and I cannot explain it, how is it good.
So you said right now you're studying and working. What do you study and what do you do for work?
Now I'm studying in the high school, in the 11th grade or 12th grade in Italy. It's called Superiore. So after 1 year, I will get the diploma. And for work, I study in the evening because it's the evening school. It led me to study and work. And in the morning, I go to work. It's some kind of voluntary work. Also, but with payment for government. And there I'm working with our activities are like Italian school, informatic class with refugees, and also helping them to learn Italian, to find the work and to teach them how is the Italian society.
So you do a lot of work with refugees. How does your personal experience impact the way that you interact with them?
When I heard about that project that I could participate, and I asked to be a participant there, well, I chose that because I know what they need, I know what they need and in which situation they find them, they find themselves and what they feel. And for me, it's like kind of hope that I just want to give them hope. And it's a hope also for me. It's a happiness for me too. When I see them happy, I can do something, because not everything you can do for everybody. Like teaching Italian, you cannot teach for an Italian boy. But for immigrants, when you see it like they are learning and you are useful in something, I satisfied a lot.
Do you have any specific stories or one memory that sticks out as a special moment or enlightening experience?
When I try them to dance or to sing, and of course in their language, and I try to sing and dance with them in their culture, and they just laugh because I don't know that kind of dancing, and that's, I'm very happy too, because it's something very happy for them to see another person doing the same thing for like them. That is, for me, it's very funny, it's very special. Like I think that I am very friendly with them, so this is give them happiness. So I try always to do that, to do not say that no, my culture is better than your culture.
With the refugee crisis increasing over the years, especially since you've come here, have you seen a change in just public attitude or the work that you do, the amount of people that you interact with, any type of changes in perception over time?
To see from many religious places, I see they change a lot because they are really try to help immigrants. They don't care where they come from. They try what they can. But from everybody, I don't know what to say. A lot of people, they have prejudices. But Also, the phenomenon for immigrants also is not easy because every day is getting worse. The consequences is it's from many other people. They did this, so now people are they have to leave their home, their country, their family, their culture. Everything is difficult for the immigrant. But around myself, I see many changes. Hopefully, I see many changes around myself. And with the people who I am in contact with them, they are very open.
What are some of the biggest challenges you've faced since being here?
It is a difficult, I think, for everyone who finds himself in a new country, with a new language, with a new religion, with a new culture. One of the biggest challenges is to speak the language. That is one of the biggest, because if you don't know the language, it's terrible. You cannot manifest anything. It's maybe the language.
Do you see the same challenge for the other refugees that you work with?
Yeah, I think that is very useful. That's why I give my experience to them. When they come, I say, look, I did this to learn Italian language. So if you try this, like I have already experienced it, so you can also learn in this way very fast. I think, yeah, it's for many people. Of course it is for a job, for a house, for food, because I was not in a family. I was alone. But I can imagine for the families like for the children, for the mother, for father, for them I can say it's everything. Everything. It's not only the language, it's the house, it's the job, it's the food, it's the dress, those kind of things.
Do you feel that being alone and independent was an advantage for you coming over here?
Now I see myself, I think yes. Of course, I was feeling also alone, very sad, very, I don't know. But compare when I see myself, maybe in this age, now in age I am, I have more experience, I am more open-minded, I don't know. Compared to me, when I see the families, yeah, I suffer a lot for them. They have everything difficult.
Pope Francis has spoken a lot on the need to embrace refugees and migrants coming into European countries. Have you heard anything that he said about it?
No, I really, when I can, I follow Pope Francis. I really like him because one day I was watching TV and for me it's very difficult to be emotional, to cry. But I was hearing to him, I cried because he really appreciates the human value. To see a person who is in this power try to force people to do the right things. And I am very honored about him. Like, I wish I could be a little like him. I behave like him. I try to, but I don't know, he's more powerful. And of course, I have many times heard about his speeches.
What are your plans for the future? What do you see yourself doing in, 5, 10 years?
Now I'm planning to, first, I absolutely should take the diploma. And then, if it will be possible, then I would like to go to university.
And with a university degree, Mohammed will not only be fulfilling his childhood dreams, but will also be granting himself abundant opportunities to work, to succeed, and perhaps even to return to Afghanistan, be with family, and discover where exactly home is.